In late July, the River City Company launched the Urban Design Challenge, revealing six parcels of the city to challenge design teams. On September 1st, the first team will present their vision. I spoke with architect David Barlow, a member of the team, and also Christian Rushing, planning consultant with River City Company. Excitement is growing in the River City Company's Urban Design Challenge as the first team is preparing for Thursday's presentation. Chris Rushing reminds us what this challenge is all about.
The Urban Design Challenge is a year-long program where we've selected six teams to take a look at six different sites downtown and produce a vision plan for the future of downtown.
David Barlow is part of the first team to present their own particular version for the part of Chattanooga they were tasked to improve. The multidiscipline team came together quickly to design a project that will replace a gravel lot nestled between buildings in the center of a block.
I'm the lead architect that's on the team, and our team is composed of myself, another architect, Craig Peavy, an environmental scientist, a commercial developer, a civil engineer, and a landscape designer. We really tried to be really diverse when we were putting together a team. We wanted to have a lot of different influences, and we wanted people to approach it with a lot of different opinions coming from their different disciplines.
What area of downtown were you challenged with?
We were given the 700 block of Market Street downtown, which is essentially the exact center of downtown. We have been addressing not only that particular site, but in fact the whole block that is bounded by 7th, Cherry, Market, and 8th.
Chris, why is this parcel selected to be part of that challenge?
Well, the six parcels in concert give a pretty broad and deep representation of different design conditions downtown. So the 700 block represents a very constrained, smaller scale project. The issues that this team will have to address will be somewhat different than the other five teams will have to address.
So now we go back to David. And what did your team think when they first saw the site? What were your first impressions of the area you had to work with?
Craig and I were both really excited by the site. When we put in our application to be part of the design challenge, we were asked to name the top three sites we most wanted to work on. And actually, the 700 site was our second choice, so we were really excited to get it. Both of us have worked on projects that have been in really tight sites. In fact, my thesis in architecture school dealt with a really tight site that was down on Main Street. We find that we tend to do better design work when we are more constrained, so this works well for us. The site has some assets going for it. On the one hand, it's bound on three sides by buildings, and they all kind of give you a certain idea of scale. Clearly, the older buildings that are on Cherry Street that are at the rear of the site and the ones that are to the north of the site are much smaller, more human scale, whereas across Market Street and the SunTrust building are much larger. They're not really human scale. We're kind of tasked with merging those two scales together, and in doing our project, we've really tried to respond more to the human scale in an attempt to energize the street. Another asset that the site has is that it has two what are essentially abandoned alleys that run through it, and we are really trying to play off of them, to play them as an advantage rather than just something that happens to be there.
So it's kind of incorporated in your game plan.
Yes, but that's all I'm going to say.
And the reason you're not going to say anymore is because the grand unveiling of this first phase of the Urban Design Challenge is coming up.
This first meeting to present the first plan is going to be September 1st at 5:30 at the Chattanoogan. It's the same place that we held the kickoff meeting with Axe Krieger 2 months ago. This is open to the public, and what we'll have is a brief introduction and welcome, and then we'll essentially turn it over to the team, and it will be their show to show their vision, and at the end we'll have a session for a question and answer where whomever has come to see this, if they have questions about it or want to critique it, will have that opportunity.
What's the final outcome, the best outcome hope of your team on this situation?
The number one hope of our team is that after we've spent this time coming up with our ideas and our concept, that it will actually happen, that someone will actually take our ideas and build them and create this great urban environment in the center of Chattanooga to really energize what at this point is kind of the midway between the two exciting ends of downtown where things are happening.
Can you tell me just briefly one or two things that you learned by approaching this challenge?
I tend to think that the only people who are really concerned with the built environment are people who are involved in making it, contractors, architects, engineers. But we've actually found that as we've been involved in this design process, that everyone from all different professions seems to be very interested in what happens with the urban fabric of Chattanooga and what is actually built and how it defines how we live.
You can join Christian Rushing and David Barlow this Thursday, September 1st at 5:30 in the Chattanoogan as the first team unveils their plan for the River City Company's Urban Design Challenge. The event is free and open to the public. We will be talking to each of the design teams across the rest of the year-long challenge as these professionals share visions of the future of downtown Chattanooga. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org to learn more. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.